It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. I scream, you scream, and of course, we all scream for ice cream. July is National Ice Cream Month. Whether your tastes run to high-end brands like Häagen-Dazs or good old soft serve, there's a frozen dairy treat for everyone to enjoy. This week, business contributor Rebecca Harris looks at the business of ice cream. But first.
This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Andrea Laurien from Bloomfield is an essayist and a budding improv comic. She gets inspiration from nonfiction narratives that combine honesty and descriptive detail with humor and a strong sense of voice.
I just picked up The Best of Everything by Rona Jaffe, and it's about these secretaries in a 1950s New York publishing company. And they're fresh out of college. They're just getting their way in the world. And it's interesting to me the differences between then and now, but the similarities between then and now as well.
Like what?
Well, obviously the technology is different. They had typewriters and offices were set up very differently with a typing pool and everything. But, I mean, things like love and friendship. The main character that in the very beginning, her name's Caroline, and she had just graduated college, and she was going to get married in her junior year, which is bananas to me now because that's so young.
Yeah.
But on her first day, the first two people she meets are engaged, and she's like, I can't escape marriage.
Anyway. Well, that's what people did then.
That
right?
is what they did then. I can't imagine getting married my junior year of college now. I think I was too busy dyeing my hair like crazy shades of red.
Do you read a lot of like memoirs and kind of true life?
I do. Yeah, that's what I like to read the most. I was just reading Rosie Schapp's book, Drinking with Men. Mm-hmm. Which I like a lot. She takes every chapter, it's about a different bar that she used to frequent or frequented in her life. The first chapter was about when she was 15, and she used to ride the train from Connecticut to New York to visit her psychotherapist, and she would hang out in the bar car, and she would have tarot cards, and she kind of used that as a way to get in the adult world, and they would buy her drinks and things. I think that was my favorite chapter, just because it was about being young and the heartbreak of adulthood. She kind of realizes that adults, even though she wants to be one of them, they have a lot of tougher problems that she doesn't really understand yet at 15.
I heard it's a really funny book.
It is. It's very funny. She's very witty, and she had an interesting life. I like people who've done interesting things and have met good characters, and they can remember them and recall them. I love just interesting nonfiction about things that I wouldn't normally know anything about. So Tracy Kidder's book, House. Loved that book. And it's just so simple. It's about building a house. It's about the architects. It's about the family. It's about the contractors. And I'm not someone who's normally interested in construction or architecture or anything like that. But it was just so fascinating the way everybody interacted. I also love Tracy Kidder's Among School Children, which was just literally just a year in the life in, I think it was Holyoke, Massachusetts, of the school teacher and her interactions with her students. And just fascinating, and I have no interest in teaching, but I really like that. And yeah, I just like nonfiction books like that. Mary Roach's Stiff, it's so good. It's about cadavers. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wrote obituaries for 4 years, and sometimes I get people who would be like, oh, you must love dead things. And it's like, no, not really, but I did love that book. That was so fascinating. It's so fascinating.
And you're a writer too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that taught you anything as a writer, that you know, learned any lessons from obit writing.
That's such a good question. I never thought of it that way. I guess if it taught me anything, it's to finish my deadlines, to meet my deadline.
You never know, right?
Yeah.
Andrea, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Josh.
Andrea Laurien lives in Bloomfield and blogs at andreadisaster.com. You can find her book picks at wesa.fm. Pass yours along in an email to speakingvolumes@wesa.fm, or you can tweet at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.